Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuman Nun Tesama Beis. We're holding the second line from the bottom on the Tesama Aleph. So says the Gemara, Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama ve'yoytzen v'chulu. We said in the Mishnah, really the Gemara is going to focus on the v'chulu, on the hemshach of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that the dam eventually goes to the Nachal Kidron, and over there it's sold to the Gananin, and if they buy it, so then they could use it, but if not, then there's an Isser Me'ila. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we learned that Mayalim B'damim Divir Rabbi Meir Reb Shimon. The sheet of Rabbi Meir Reb Shimon is that there is an Isser Me'ila on the dam, meaning without paying for it. So there's an Isser Me'ila. The Chachamim Aymrim Ein Mayalim Behand. No, there's no Isser Me'ila. So obviously, the Mishnah, which said that there is an Isser Me'ila until they pay for it, is going like Rabbi Meir Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, that Ad Kanli Pligi Alamid Rabbanan. Until now, the whole Machlaikis that the Braisa refers to, if there's an Isser Me'ila or not, is only a Machlaikis if Midar Rabbanan there's an Isser Me'ila or not. Avo Midar Raisa Imayalim Behen. But it's partial to the Gemara that Midar Raisa, there's no Isser Me'ila. And Taisis on the top explains how we know that. But says the Gemara, it's partial that Midar Raisa there's no Me'ila, and the Gemara just wants to know, Minani Me'ili, how do we know that? What's the Makar that Midar Raisa there's no Me'ila on the dam? So says the Gemara three different Makairis. Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Lechem, Shalechem Yehe. The Torah says regarding Dam Kachem, it says Lechem, the Torah calls it yours, so we darshan from there, that's Mutar Ba'na, Shalechem Yehe, there's no Me'ila. Devei Reb Shimon Tana, different Makar, that Lechapir, the Torah says about in the same Pasuk, about Dam Kachem, it says Lechapir, we learn out from there, Lechapara Nisativ, Vulay Lemi'ila, that Dam was given as a Kapara, to be used, to sprinkle, to be used as a Kapara, and not for a person's bad, not for Me'ila. Says the Gemara now a third Makar, and this is going to be the discussion until the end of today's shir, is that Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that Amar Krahu, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Makar, that the Dam is Mutter, that there's no Me'ila, is that the Torah says who? That the Dam always has to have the same halachic status with regards to Me'ila. Because who tells us, Bav Yasin Yehe, that it remains as is, that it has, it always keeps its status. So, therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, will darsin that lefnei kapara kala achar kapara, will compare lefnei kapara to after kapara, meaning before zrika to after zrika. Mal achar kapara ein by me'ila, just like after kapara, after zrika, so that avada, there's no me'ila once you finish doing everything you had to do. Af lefnei kapara ein by me'ila, so too before zrika, there's also no me'ila. The Gemara, maybe go the other way around. All we learn out from who is that it has to have the same status. So ve'ema la'achar kapara klefnei kapara. Maybe we should say that its status after zrika is like its status before zrika. That ma lefnei kapara yesh by mila, af la'achar kapara yesh by mila. Maybe we should say that it has mila before zrika, and so too it has mila after zrika. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Yochanan understood that can't be because ein lecha davar shenasa mitzvasoi u'mayalim by. And there's a rule that there's no such thing as something which you completed everything you were supposed to do, meaning after Zrika, you did what you were supposed to do with it, and that still there's an Isser Hanah, that there's still an Isser Me'ila. So therefore it was Pasha to Rabbi Yochanan that after Zrika there's no Me'ila. Once that was Pasha to him that after Zrika there's no Me'ila, so then who tells us that it always has to have the same status, and it must be that who Adin Lefnei Zrika, there's also no Me'ila. But again, all of this was because it was Pasha to Rabbi Yochanan that after Zrika, Acher, Shenasis, Mitzvasa, you can't have something which has Mila after you accomplished everything you were supposed to do. In fact, the Gemara, is that really a rule of Allah? Is that really true? That you can't have Mila by something which has Nasis, Mitzvasa? Vahri Chumas Hadashan. Chumas Hadashan, Rashi brings the Drasha, the Torah says, V'samo Yitzalam Mizbeach, we learn out from there that it requires Geniza, that it's Asr Ba'na, that there's an Isr Mila, even though it's after the Kayim was Tarim the Deshan. He went up to the Mizbeach, he took from the Deshan, he put it next to the Mizbeach, next to the Kevesh, and still, there's an Isser Me'ila, even though he finished everything he was supposed to do with the ashes. It's all done. Says the Gemara, Mishum Dehavi Chumas Hadeshen Ubig Dei Kuhuna Shnei Ksuvim Abam Kecha. The reason why we don't learn out from Chumas Hadeshen that you could have something which is Nasis Mitzvasa and still it's Asr Ba'na is because the Torah told us this idea in two places. It told us this idea by Chumas Hadeshen, and also by Big Day Kahuna, by the Big Day Lavan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Over there, the Torah says Venicham Sham. So we learn out from Venicham Sham that it's Asr Bahana, that no one's allowed to use it after the Kohen Gadol uses it on Yom Kippur. So it's Acher Shenasis Mitzvah. So it's after the Kohen Gadol finished using it, and now Falpik, and it's Asr Bahana. So v'kol shnei ksuvim v'am ke'ach and malamdin. And so since the Torah told us this idea in two places, so then the rule is we dafka don't learn from there. Since the Torah told us by Trumas Hadeshen and Bigdei Kahuna that you can have something which is Nasis Mitzvasa and it's Aser Ba'ana, it must be that that's an exception to the rule. Well, says the Gemara, Hanicha L'Rabbanan Da'amri V'Nicham Sham Elam Echitun and Giniza, that's all good. L'fi L'Rabbanan who say that Taka Bigdei Kahuna become Aser Ba'ana after Yom Kippur, because they learn out from V'Nicham Sham that it requires Giniza, that it's Aser Ba'ana. El Rabbi Daisa, but according to Rabbi Daisa, who says, Da'amar Bigdei Kahuna Ru'uyin Hein L'Kain Hed, he learns that from V'Nicham Sham, just that the Kohen Gadol can't use it the next year in Yom Kippur. But the Kohen Hediyot during the year is allowed to use the Kohen Gadol's Bigdei Kahuna. It's not Aser Ba'ana. So the Ma'ikel Meimar, it comes out, all we have is Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is the only place that we see that you have something which is Nasis Mitzvasai, and still, it's still Aser Ba'ana. So since we only find it in one place, so Adrabba, we should say it's a Binyan Av, that the Torah told it to us in one place, to assume, to apply it to Kol Torah Kula, that you have, that you could have things that are Nasis Mitzvasa and still it's Aser Ba'ana. Says the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Daisa, it's a Shnei Ksuvim. Why? Because Mishum Dehavi Trumas Hadeshen Ve'Egla Rufa Shnei Ksuvim Babam Keachot. Even though Bigdei Kahuna is Takanan, but he has also Egla Rufa V'Chol Shnei Ksuvim Babam Keachot Ein Melamdin. Since we have Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufa, which also after the process of Egla Rufa is finished, the Torah tells us that it's still Aser Ba'ana. So therefore, we don't learn out from Trumas Hadeshen because it's together with Egla Rufa, and therefore we don't look at it like a Binyan Av. We say that these are exceptions to the rule. But really, the rule is that once something is Nasis Mitzvasai, so it's Mutter Ba'ana. Says the Gemara, Hanich Leman Damar Imelamden. That's all good, Lefi Leman Damar, who says that the way you're supposed to look at when the Torah says so the same din in two places is that you're supposed to look at them like they're exceptions to the rule. Leman Damar Imelamden, but according to Leman Damar, who says that when the Torah says something in two places, you don't look at it like an exception. You look at it like a binyan av. You look at it like that's an example, and you're supposed to learn from there to call it Torah Kula. So then, Ma'ikil Meimar, so then what are you going to say over here? L'chayre, even if it's two places, we should say that the Torah told it to us in two places to show us that it's okay, that you could have something which is Nasis Mitzvasai, and still it's Aser Ba'ana. Says the Gemara, Michael Amemar, says the Gemara, because over here there's a miyut in each parsha. There's a miyut in the parsha of Trumas Hadeshen, and there's a miyut in the parsha of Egla Rufa, which come and tell us that don't learn out from me. Trumas Hadeshen comes and says, don't learn from me, and Egla Rufa says, don't learn from me. What are the two miyutim? By Trumas Hadeshen, the Torah says, V'samai, it says, you place it. So we learn out from there, it's Dafka idea from Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is Aser Ba'ana, even though it was Nasis Mitzvasai, but don't learn out from that. And Ha'arufa, by Egla Rufa, it says Ha'arufa, that Dafka din applies to Egla Rufa, but not to the rest of Kol Torah Kula, and therefore we assume we look at Trumas Hadeshen and Egla Rufa as being exceptions, but really the rule is that once something is Nasis Mitzvasai, so then there's no Mi'ila. So therefore it was Pasha to Rabbi Yochanan with regards to Dam. It was Pasha to Rabbi Yochanan that after the Zrika Saddam, after Kapara, there's no Mi'ila. Since it was Pashatim that after Zrika, there's no Mi'ila, so it must be that who had din lufnei Zrika, there's no Mi'ila, because the Torah says who? That Dam has to have the same din. Dam stays the way it is, it always has the same din with regards to Mi'ila, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's Makar, that there's no Mi'ila when it comes to Dam.